Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got to talk to Brad Blanks. This is urgent. We have to get him in here.
I love it.
How are you, Bradley?
Yeah, Scott, Patty, how you doing, guys?
We miss you.
What a life we're living.
How are the kids? How are the kids doing?
Yeah, pretty good. It's it's a funny old game. We've got Harvey sort of trying to do a little bit of summer school, which is interesting. He's handled it all right until the girls went off to a surfing camp yesterday.
Oh.
So he didn't like that too much that he had to do a bit of schoolwork. But we're brutal, aren't we?
Yeah,
they're off to a surfing camp and he's going to school.
He's doing
That's
math.
Right. That's right, exactly. Yeah. But he's going well. It's good. He's doing good stuff. It's a funny old time. We've packed up our New York City apartment, so we've officially left New York City.
Wow.
Manhattan.
Wow.
You're not the only one.
will you ever return?
Yeah, no, we will return. We're all hoping to return, but, you sort of... It's funny how you can't plan in this.
You really can't.
Yeah, we thought September we'd all be back and back to school and everything like that, but... Every day, the information we're getting is just constantly changing. So, if they can't get a baseball team to play on the field, how are they going to get schools to play together? So,
that's a very good point, Brad. Very good point. Now, tell me how you tracked down Jerry O'Connell.
I got the tip off. He's camping in Yosemite, but he'd be up for a chat. So I just fired up the Zoom and, he's on his little phone and I'm in my bedroom and I zoomed right into him. Now, Scott, when I zoomed into him, I swear he's in a campsite. Like, everything around is sleeping bags on the ground. There's a burnt out fire behind him. I mean,
Real camping.
Real camping.
Yosemite.
He's got an RV.
Yeah, no air-conditioned RV.
Jerry O'Connell.
He did have an RV. Yeah.
Okay.
Jerry's got an RV that he drives himself. How many kids does he have, do you know?
He's got two daughters, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Wife Rebecca. Now, Patty and I suck up for him because we reckon that they're equal in terms of beauty and, being good. And
well, we were talking about her first husband was, who was it?
From,
Stamos, Jesse from Full House.
Yeah. Who's a, kind of a sexy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry is more of a, one of the
sexy
good guys.
Sexy kind of guy.
Yeah, okay. He's not quite as sexy as...
Scott, for you, he doesn't turn you on as much.
Neither one turns me on, Patty. Anyway,
I'm not saying...
This is a rehash of an old discussion, so let's get on with the interview. It's Brad and Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell!
I'm currently talking to you from Yosemite National Park. You know, this movie I'm in, The Secret Gear to Dream, was come out in theaters a few months ago, but they decided the last minute to release it on video on demand. And they said, will you talk to Scott Shannon's show? And I said, sure, but I'm at Yosemite and here we are. I mean, I'm really doing it. I have been fighting nonstop with my family on this camping trip, but I thought I'd take a few minutes out from fighting to come talk to you.
So you're fishing, you're doing everything like that? That's how it's sort of... going?
We did rent a boat today. My kids and stuff are out on it right now. We're, making s'mores, locking the door. I have a fear of bears, so we lock the doors at night. It's just RV living.
Yeah, dare to dream. You're like the boyfriend of Katie Holmes in this. How does he go from this manifestation point of view?
I mean, I guess my character is the guy who's holding Katie Holmes back a little bit in life. I mean, I'm sorry to say that. I can't always play the hero in these movies. But the way I live my life is sort of holding her back. And then, thank goodness, Josh Lucas comes in, and he's our romantic lead. He comes in, sweeps her off her feet, and helps her achieve all the things that Katie Holmes deserves in her life. I guess I'm the bad guy in this movie.
Yeah, when this hit The Secret, the book, it was this worldwide phenomenon and that. I think it's around 2006. Can you remember picking that up yourself or hearing about it or maybe watching the documentary?
I was at work. I hated my boss. I was complaining all the time. And another actor I worked with, a very famous guy named Boris Kojo, called me to his dressing room and was like, "You have to read this." And I looked at The Secret and I was like, "I do not want a self-help book." And he was like, "Just read it." And you know what? Not to be super cheesy, I read it and it really helped me through a difficult time in my professional life. It really did.
Well, you've manifested a beautiful missus and great kids. Look at you.
Listen, you're not camping with us right now, so you don't know what my life is really like. You're Australian. This is like, I feel like I'm in the outback here. It's crazy.
I'm just looking at you like you've got sleeping bags around. Like,
I feel like I'm camping at Uluru.
Yeah. Were you really in Uluru for Kangaroo Jack? Were you really there?
I went to Uluru, yeah.
You did?
For those who don't know, that's the big red rock in central Australia. It's gorgeous.
How long did you spend out there in the outback?
I was 6 months.
Right.
3 months in the outback. It was great. Everybody goes to cities when they go to Australia. But man, central Australia, I was really fortunate enough to work there because I just got to see it from just such a fun perspective. You know, we were all driving out there every day. It was just gorgeous.
In this camping trip, are you able to sneak away by yourself and sit by a river and have a quiet beer and think about life?
No, because we're here with our kids. And the fact that I got to talk to you, that's my time away. This is it. So now my wife will come back and be like, "They're yours now. I'm not dealing with them." And my wife will go to a lake and sit there and probably crack a beer. And this is my free time with you. But you know what? I couldn't have thought of a better thing to do with my off time.
Great to see you, mate.
Thanks, Watch pal. This movie. Tell Mr. Shannon I said hi.
Mr. Shannon. He always calls you Mr. Shannon.
Don't tell him I said John Stamos was sexier than him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Keep that to yourself, Brad, okay?
God, he's your friend.
I like him. I tease him all the time. I said, "She took a hat." I said, "Never mind. Never mind." Thank you, Brad. Good job.
Scott, I should set the film. It's The Secret, Dare to Dream. It's on premium video on demand tomorrow. So.
And a takeoff on the book, The Secret, which was unbelievable. It really can change your life, truly.
Yeah, so this film's an inspiring film, positive movie, and sort of, you know, during these times, it could provide a bit of hope, I reckon.
I'm pretty sure that Jerry was having a hard time with the family when he, I think he was looking forward to talking to you, is my guess. Right. I know him fairly well, and I'm thinking he wasn't kidding around about that.
An important call with Mr. Shannon.
I've got to go. You guys go out there on the boat. I'm busy. See you, Brad. I got to go. I got a bonus. Time for the bonus brain buster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.